Welcome to Just a Minute! Hello, Sue Perkins here, and as the minute waltz fades away, what an absolute joy to welcome you to Just a Minute. Time now, of course, to introduce you to the four incredibly talented people who are going to be playing this week. They are Paul Merton, Zoe Lyons, Delisa Chaponda, and Kerry Godleyman. Please whoop and cheer for all four of them. And as the characteristic Radio 4 wolf whistling abates... I'm going to ask them all to speak on a subject I give them for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating. So let's see how that all goes. Now, Paul, we are going to start with you. The subject here I've got on the card is crossed wires. Can you speak for 60 seconds without repeating, hesitating or deviating on the subject of crossed wires? Your time starts now.
There's a phrase which dates back to the 19th century when telephone engineering was at a very early stage, and people would often find that their calls would be diverted because a wire somewhere had been crossed at the exchange with another one. I remember our family sharing a party line in 1968 when we first got a telephonic piece of equipment, and sometimes when you heard the other person picking up the line, you would say things like, so the body is... Oh.
Sorry.
I think there were two lines.
There were a couple of lines.
Absolutely.
Well, listened out.
Yep.
I'm sort of regretting that, though, now. Can I just pretend I heard that on another line? I have to say on this subject.
You've got crossed wires, whether you like it or not, because that was a correct challenge, so you get the point. You get 36 seconds to take it away, and your time starts now.
I'm old enough to remember when electrical devices arrived at your house without a plug, so it was up to you to stick the wires in the correct position in said electrical converting pit. Bit.
Deviation from how we understand electricity.
Yes.
Yes. Correct challenge, Paul. You get the subject back. 23 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now.
The body is buried deep within the woods by the oak tree, and the person that was listening on the other end of the telephonic communication...
Zoe.
Didn't we previously have a telephonic communication?
We did.
Why didn't I just say telephone?
As well,
you've
been
I've covered everything, haven't I?
Have I got this one back?
It is back with you. It's a correct challenge, Zoe. You've only got yourself to blame.
Okay.
14 seconds, your time starts now.
Cross wires can sometimes be used to describe a miscommunication. So when I said to my friend Paul, I'll see you down by the woods near the river, I didn't understand.
Paul?
The river's nowhere near the woods. I was dragging the body from the back of a Volkswagen. I sailed it down in a kayak.
Yeah, you made it hard for yourself.
I made it hard for myself. I didn't pick the right area.
I enjoyed that, Paul. I'm going to give you a point for a correct challenge, but I sort of want to hear Zoe tell us a bit more about how electricity works. So with 4 seconds remaining, it's all yours back again, starting now.
I dragged myself from the river holding a...
Oh! Oh!
Strangely, repetition of river. Yeah. The one thing that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Well, with half a second remaining... Please end this, Paul, starting now.
Cross...
Right, Zoe, as well as basically outing yourself as Paul's murder accomplice. It's also your round now, and the subject is commemorative plates. Don't say we don't bobby dazzle you. A minute to tell us everything you know about the old Wedgwoods and Co., starting now.
The only commemorative plate my mother has in the house has the date 3rd of June, 1982, emblazoned upon it, because it marks that very special moment in my athletics career as a young child when I came fourth in the St. Joseph's School Sports Day. I crossed the line with such aplomb, the likes of which had never been seen before in my family. We are not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?